Live. Might take a minute, but...
Are we live, or is it going to take a minute?
Well, we're not. We're recording, so we're live. This is what we post to the...
Okay.
I don't know if it's on YouTube yet, though.
We watched Hillbilly Elegy.
Hillbilly Elegy. I would not have known this movie existed if it wasn't for you.
Okay, so I was about to say, going into it, did you know what it was about?
It was made in 2020.
Yeah. It's old. He wrote his book in 2016.
We're not streaming, but
we're screaming. Does it go to me?
Huh?
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, gosh, what happened to this thing?
Oh, God. Now, this...
That was scary.
We're back.
Yeah.
Hillbilly Elegy.
Man, everybody's got an idea for a podcast, and I just feel like I'm going to be the producer, and
so you
I'm
even...
just bad at it.
I don't know how so many podcasts exist with people that can produce.
Oh, I mean, those people are making, like, probably $100K, depending on how high up they
no,
get.
No, no, no. I'm not talking about the best ones. I'm talking about how many there are.
Oh, with people that can't?
I mean, no. I'm saying that there's probably the bottom tier... Even
how much weight do you think you have to make on a podcast before you're like, we need a producer?
I think that
the second
most
I think we started making any type of money on this podcast, I feel like that's what we should do.
Oh,
still
yeah,
make
$0,
but just like, listen. Yeah. Anything we make off this episode is yours for the time being.
I feel like 99% of podcasts don't make any money.
99%?
I mean, look at us.
And there's a zillion out there. Yeah, but there's 99. Like, so, people take it more seriously and put, like, videos on TikTok. That might get you some income. If you get popular, small clips on YouTube.
There's too many of them, dude. There's
too much. It's too much computer work.
How many podcasts do you listen to?
I've listened to, like, three.
Listened at all to three?
I've listened to, like, three podcasts pretty
So you listen to three?
Yeah.
But how... Okay. When you say listened, it makes it sound
like... I've listened
like
to continuous episodes of certain podcasts.
Three of them.
But only three of those podcasts. Normally comedians.
So you have three podcasts that you regularly listen to. You're
I
saying
like you
it...
need to clear your throat or something. You almost went full toad.
You're just saying it in such a weird way.
I don't know how to describe it. So it's Two Bears, One Cave. That's Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer. Don't really like Bert. Stopped listening to that. Then it was Bad Friends, which is Andrew Santino, comedian, Bobby Lee. Don't love Bobby Lee. Kind of stopped listening to that. And then I dabble with some Joe Rogan, but I only really listen to like ones I want to listen to.
Okay.
I want to listen to all of them. Every time he talks to somebody that's like a UFC fighter, I'm like, I don't know what the hell y'all are talking about.
Yeah, well, he's you know, that just shows he's just doing it for the love of the game.
Oh, Joe Rogan?
Because you got to admit, I mean, you got to guess that the UFC ones don't get a lot of love compared to his other ones.
You would think, but who knows how big that market is. I know people that love UFC. But
yeah, but how much can you listen to it?
Honestly, it's like the worst... It's definitely, like, the most immediate CTE you could ever get from being a professional athlete, and they get paid pennies on the dollar compared to, like, an NBA player who, like, gets pushed funny and flails.
Yeah, it's pretty cool how Dana White's been able to pull that off.
Yeah, he's a freaking multi-billionaire. Yeah,
like, I don't think these guys make that much. Now,
I think it's, like, 60 grand, 100 grand. If it's like a
beast, they can get, like, endorsement deals and stuff. Like, I think McGregor's, like, a 100%.
I think he's close to like at least half a billionaire status.
Wow, McGregor's that high? Right,
but it's like you got to have the personality. It's similar to all sports, but you could get through like every other sport without a personality and just like be financially smart and you'll be good for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but you're Shaq, good. Yeah. Well, Shaq had a lot of personality.
Shaq had great personality. Yeah.
That's what made him so good. Other stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, the thing that made him so good at basketball was the fact that he was a freak.
Shaq's a McGregor. Tiger Woods honestly didn't have that great of a personality.
Mm-mm.
He was just so beast at the game that people are like, have you seen the clip where they're like...
It doesn't seem like Michael Jordan had much of one.
Michael Jordan was such an asshole, you loved him. I never, like, watched the
I wanted to watch it, but I never watched it.
Have you seen, like, the thing where they're throwing coins at a wall? It's, like, him and this old white guy with, like, a mustache, and then they, like, redo it on SNL. No. And it's very funny. That's, like, one of the one clips on SNL.
Have you seen the one of his mom, the commercial with Michael and his mom? And she's like this, Michael, and then she shoots a jump shot and swishes it.
Yeah.
And then she's like this, Michael, and she does a fadeaway, swishes it. And then she's like this, Michael. And then it's a blatant switch to a guy in a wig, and she just like windmill dunks it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's a good one. I do not like LeBron, but that commercial with him in like six different stages of life by the pool.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll call you right back. And then he does like a sweet dive into the pool. I like that one.
Yeah, and he was also doing that when he was like young, four years into the league.
Yeah, see, you gotta be cool. You gotta be really good at the game, and then you gotta be cool. Yeah,
he's got a shitty personality, I think. Seems lame.
He was funny in the movie Trainwrecked, and there's only like one scene with him, and that's the only thing I like about that movie.
Yeah.
It's an Amy Schumer movie, and then it's like him and Bill Hader, great actor. And how'd he LeBron, get
talked into an Amy Schumer
LeBron's
movie?
Like, all right, so we're gonna split this bill. And Bill Hader's like, you're shitting me, right? And he's like, and then he starts patting around, like looking for his wallet. And he doesn't have, LeBron doesn't have his wallet. I thought that was a good scene. But I continuously hate on LeBron. And a bunch, Jack and Chris, two of my buddies.
Love them?
Love them. They're more Lakers fans than they are Hawks fans. And I don't comprehend that. Mm-hmm. They're bandwagoners. So they always are just blowing smoke up his ass, and I'm like, look at this bitch flail around.
So were they juiced about the Luka thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they were so juiced. But then that, they kind of got screwed on that because, like, the center they wanted to, like, complete the package,
mm-hmm.
like, time ran out or something.
Yeah, they canceled the trade because he was, he didn't pass the physical.
Oh, yeah. How do you not pass a physical on a trade?
I guess he had a hernia.
that'll make you fail a physical.
I don't know, but it's the only we used to have unpassed. To get physicals before we played football, and that was the only thing I remembered.
Physicals before football.
When they made
is
you,
that why we were getting physicals back then?
I think you had to have a physical to play football.
I was wondering because, like, I had a fear of doctors
why
for like
always having our nuts.
I set? Had a fear of doctors for like 12 years. I was like, every time I was in there, he was like, "Dude, you can relax." Like, I knew he was about to grab my balls, and after like 16, it just stopped happening.
Also, when you're like
bunch of perverts, I turned 18 years old. Nobody wanted to grab my balls.
shit. Yeah, also, like, dude, I would dread that.
Oh, dude, I would be like, shaking.
Oh my god, I'm 13 years old. What if I accidentally get a boner?
Yeah, dude, there was one time. There was one time when it was like, it was a physical happening.
Yeah.
And there was like, there was a pic. There was like 100 pictures of this doctor's daughter until eventually she got pretty attractive.
Dude, it's like, funny because I just went to that doctor.
Really?
And he still does that.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I'm glad to see the pictures of your kids made the move because he moved offices.
Yeah.
But yeah, he has a room.
The saving grace is that I never went to a doctor's appointment without mom till I was 22 years old.
Yeah, and mom would always answer the questions. How have you been feeling lately?
He's been feeling fine. A little bit weird.
Sexually active? Unfortunately, not. All right. What do you want to rate this movie?
I'm ready.
All right. On three.
Ready?
One, two, three.
7.5.
Okay.
Oh!
All right.
About to watch one movie night. Turn it on, gotta get it started.
got to keep on watching. That we do, folks.
That we do.
I was just thinking about the doctor's office.
Yeah, I didn't know it was like still a part of our family. I was there yesterday. He said I might be 6'5" when I'm older.
Yeah.
I feel like they told me that. They're like, dude, you, with how the spaces in your fingers look. Those? I don't know. They closed up quick.
It would be like an x-ray of your kneecap, and they'd be like, look at all that
air. Look at you. look at how much space you have to grow. Yeah, you're going to be at least 6 months. See this
gap right here? That's a lot of room to grow.
Yeah, and then I go and I tell all my friends, I'm going to be at least 6 foot, so you can go F yourself.
Man, we were this close.
What?
To a rating link?
Oh, yeah. I like 6.5 better, or 7.5 better.
Yeah, I mean, it was I like the story, and I'm glad I watched
it. Good enough.
We'll watch it again.
Would never.
It's a good story. Cool.
It was good. I mean, like, I might have liked it more if it wasn't J.D. Vance VP. I mean, like, it was, like, the actress that was his mom, can't think of her name, but she's, like, a B-list actress.
You know what I like? Amy Adams? I think.
Is that her name?
Amy Adams? That sounds right.
Amy Adams.
You know what I like about it is that this was made in 2020. I didn't know who J.D. Vance was until Donald Trump said his name.
True.
These people definitely didn't know who J.D. Vance was. And I guarantee you, like, these people made the movie and they're libs and they had, like, you know.
You think?
Oh, I think it was made by Ron Howard, who I think is a big lib. I'm sure Amy Adams is a lib.
Yeah, but his story wasn't, like, too crazy that you would think. Like,
yeah, but now, like, looking back, they're probably like, dang, I hate that we made that movie.
Dude, I hope so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I was like,
the end, it doesn't even talk about him getting into politics.
And I was screaming at the TV.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, he graduated.
And then he got a job.
Yeah.
And now he's the VP! Yeah,
I'm yelling at my TV.
It's a sick story. I don't know how people could not like J.D. Vance.
He's a pimp.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know him.
Yeah, I didn't even know anything about him.
Yeah. His grandma was cool.
Yeah. I mean, I like the movie. I think 7.5 is a good rating. If you haven't seen it, it's worth watch. It's crazy. This guy overcame all that.
Yeah, thanks to his grandma. She said, you gotta get your shit together right now. And he's like, saw her, like, overheard a story about Meals for Wheels, because up to this point, he must have thought they were just doing great.
She heard that they had to split the Meals for Wheels.
Yeah, and J.D. said,
and that's when he turned it up a notch.
Not my meal. It was a little chubby kid.
Yeah, he's like, we are not splitting meals again. You give me those Lays.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to split the Lays, but he really snatched them.
That would have been a good part. How about you make me break the Lay's bag open and dump a little on her plate?
Yeah, did come you do on, that? JD. Didn't you just hear what she was saying?
But these are like, it's really only like three or four big points of the movie. And they're pretty crazy. Like, I feel like if I was like a documentary of my movie and mom was like as nuts as this lady, which she's not, it would just be like mom texting me and me being like, oh, mom, how many questions? But I don't think I would divulge all of it. But his mom is like 6 years sober now, I think it said, in 2020.
I was thinking about that. I was like, man, it's crazy he told them all this. Like,
yeah.
When she's like beating him up in the car.
Right.
And like, I think him and his mom are tight now. Like, I think she was at the RNC, like cheering him on and stuff.
I looked up pictures.
Yeah.
She's still up, and her and his sister were standing beside him at some event.
Yeah, so they're tight. Nice. And to like show her like trying to kill him, basically, in the car. And like,
yeah, I could crash this car right now. Yeah. I don't think I would have told
it. I would have been like, I'm going to take that one with me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
A documentary.
Yeah.
As long as the mom was nuts and she was on drugs the whole time.
Man, how about when they
she probably got sober and was like,
yeah, better. Yeah. A little bit, at least.
You had to at least ask her. Be like, hey, we're telling this story.
Oh, yeah. Certainly he was like, can I tell this?
Yeah, how'd she get the heroin when she was in that bathroom?
She had it. I think he threw it in her stuff. Ray threw it off the balcony.
Oh.
Because she was looking through something as soon as he left.
Okay.
How about at the end when they showed like the real life pictures, how much the grandma looked like the grandma?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, if you're the mom, you have to be pretty juiced. Also, you got Amy Adams, you know?
Very true.
You got to be like, oh, that's pretty beast.
Yeah, nice. At least made me look good.
Yeah, that'd be like if you got like Matt Damon when he was younger.
I've been told Matt Damon.
Yeah, before. That's a good one.
You're Leo. We're not saying either better than the other. But I just had some. Oh, young JD, college JD, and JD, good casting.
Yeah.
JD's just JD.
Yeah. Oh, man. So the guy who plays JD, I didn't know him before, but I've actually been seeing him around lately. And at the mall.
Really?
No. On, like, videos.
At the mall.
Oh, the actor, he's in something now that's popular. Because
do people still go to mall while you're looking this up? Just
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so either. Maybe high schoolers.
Hillbilly Elegy. His name is Gabriel Basso. Okay? Yep. He's now in something that's been popping off lately. The Night Agent. So
The Night Agent.
It's on Netflix. I haven't watched it, but he's the star of this show that apparently is good. And so now he's getting a little famous.
Oh, really?
Or maybe it's a movie.
Is it going to get immediately canceled for playing J.D. Vance?
No, because this was back in 2020.
Yeah.
So I guess he's good. Plus, like I said...
You think they would even do that?
Huh?
They wouldn't even do that.
No, you're not going to cancel Amy Adams or Ron Howard.
Winter Soldier played Donald Trump, and they were trying to make an ass out of Donald Trump in this movie or something. And every clip I've seen from that movie where Sebastian, whatever his name is.
Is it funny?
No, it's pimp. Everything Donald Trump says through Sebastian is badass.
Oh, really?
No, but I feel like I just, like, I need to take a step back, but I've just been... The only thing I haven't understood since the election was the Gaza-Palestine Israel situation. And I never acted like I did even before he got elected.
Yeah.
I kind of was just like...
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. There's arguments for both sides. Wouldn't want to talk about
it. No.
Israel is the one we want to win.
Yeah.
But it's like Israel... Big bad sometimes. I mean, I think they like are in Hollywood and the politics and everything.
You're too into your phone conspiracies.
I don't know.
People are always talking bad about the Jews. Don't fall into it. That's
so
the devil.
We just think they're just saints of the earth.
They're God's people. I'm not saying they don't sin. Like,
where were they tunneling? Weren't they tunneling somewhere?
That was the Palestinians.
I thought that was the Jewish people.
All the money we've given all the money we've given to Palestine has been taken by Hamas, millions and millions of dollars to make 500,000 miles of underground terror tunnels.
Terror tunnels.
They use them for terror. That's what they call
and
them.
Hills.
They go in so they can pop out of little Ninja Turtle.
And just drop a dynamite. Damn.
Yeah.
That's not
They're
cool.
bad, bad mamma jammas.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If I'm telling you, if you're hearing bad stuff about
Gaza
Israel,
Strip, you're getting, Trump trying to get in the middle of that.
You're
too,
getting led astray by.
I wasn't saying that. I don't completely. I'm not like, hey, God picked these people.
You
sorry,
you kind of should be.
What?
I'm not saying that.
God would be like, hey,
it does say in the Bible you should
guys.
Be. You need to be back in Israel.
You gotta be really nice to the Jewish people.
Oh, you better. I'm telling you.
I gotta read that in the Bible. Yeah. I don't hate them. I'm a little bit skeptical.
I'm telling you. I'm not saying they don't sin. They're not all Jesus. They're probably just as bad as you and I, but...
We put them at a higher pedestal.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, man, you're not supposed to understand everything that God did. All
okay.
Right? It's not your job.
Hey, okay.
I'm telling you.
Ava's Jewish?
Yeah. Half.
No,
she doesn't like that half.
No, I think it's mom's side Jewish is actually Jewish.
No, Sam.
No.
Oh, Jewish you're saying community. If your mom's Jewish and you're Jewish?
I think that's when they consider you Jewish.
Ava likes to claim Jewish so she can spit on them.
Really? Yeah. You know, it's I'm Jewish
and I hate us.
Yeah, so, that's fair.
You know.
Yeah, don't get it. But also, across the seas, I don't know what's going on in the whole entire United States. I really don't care to know what's going on everywhere.
From the river across the sea, don't care about me.
Yeah, they don't have to care about me.
They got like some.
But yeah, heck.
Oh man, you want to know what? Here's one part about this movie that bugged me.
There were some weird parts.
This is the only part that like really. Oh, but you didn't let me finish. So the guy who played J.D. Vance, he's like getting famous now.
Yeah.
And I love this guy. I've seen him in two clips. Great clips. First was him on the news saying that he didn't think actors should make as much money as they do because he needs to be working with his hands. He doesn't need to be paid millions of dollars and never have to work again just because he was on some screen doing something.
That's what that guy said?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Oh, I thought it was Beast.
No, I would have been like, pay me.
And then another baby, one.
You were watching me on that screen.
And then another one, he was talking about how just being an actor and thinking that your opinion matters when you're just basically a jester on screen. You didn't write. You didn't do anything. You just do what people tell you to do. And to think that your political opinion should matter.
Yeah, you know that guy's conservative.
Yeah.
He's like, just shut the hell up.
He knew J.D. Vance before me. He was like, oh, yeah, I want to play him. He's going to be VP.
Chris Pratt and that guy would be best friends.
Yeah.
He could play a biopic of Chris Pratt. It kind of
looks like he's in the show he's in is like the one that Chris Pratt. What's the one Chris Pratt does?
Parks and Rec.
No. The new one. Like the.
He does a show.
Yeah, I think he's like the big bad guy.
He's a big bad?
Good guy, like badass guy.
Mario.
Isn't Super he one, Mario like, the Bros. Terminalist or something?
Pretty sure he's the voice actor for Mario.
Yeah, yeah, but that's obviously not what I'm talking about. He's also the voice actor for Garfield.
Passenger, no, that's with another Jennifer movie. Lawrence.
He's in a show called The Terminalist on Amazon. And he's like the badass CIA.
What's the movie with Ultron when he does the same thing? The show with Ultron where he does the same thing.
Ultron?
Robert California.
Blacklist? No. I'm not saying he does that same thing.
Seems very similar.
No. I didn't even describe the plot. I don't even know it myself.
Seems like everybody on the terminal list is going to die, and everybody on the blacklist is going to die as well.
A former Navy SEAL officer investigates why his entire platoon was ambushed during a high-stakes covert mission.
You think these guys get, like, more beast if they're, like, an actor, like, being a Navy SEAL officer? I think they go to some level of, like, not Navy SEAL, but, like, similar.
So what, like they train hard?
Train like a SEAL.
Duh, I'm sure he trains hard.
But does he train like a SEAL?
I would bet Chris Pratt went to one Navy SEAL training during that. At least.
You know Shia LaBeouf would have done like a whole regiment.
Is he real method?
He's full method. You didn't hear about all his method?
I don't think
Fury, so. He took a knife and stabbed it into his like face.
Why?
He wanted like an open cut because they were in that tank, you know?
Yeah.
And then he was rubbing dirt on himself and everything, and like I heard that one. And then Cleveland just told me the other day that he's in this new show on like Amazon or Hulu.
Uh-huh.
And he got his whole entire body tattooed for the role. He's completely method.
That can't be true. Whole body tattoo?
But Cleveland's near whole body tattoo. Uh-huh. So if it's in his realm of profession. I don't see a lot of tattoo skin, stuff. Bitch. Huh?
I said nothing.
Pete Davidson just got all his tattoos removed. He's coming up.
Taylor just said, are y'all not streaming?
Yeah. But it's recording. We're just not going to have a picture.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you that part. It's recording. I promise. And the audio is good.
We're not going to have a picture.
That's not streaming anywhere. Unless it's on YouTube.
Oh, we're not going to have a picture.
I know. We'll just have J.D. Vance holding an American flag or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do a hillbilly elegy photo.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the part that bugged me. So J.D. Yeah. Vance is leaving his, like, dinner with those attorneys because he finds out his mom OD'd, and so he's driving home.
Right.
He drives home, and he stops and gets gas in New Jersey, and so he has a guy pumping his gas for him, and he says to the guy pumping his gas, "Dude, the Wi-Fi here is terrible."
He said that.
Yeah, at a gas station.
Yeah,
I swear. Yeah, he's like, "What's? Do you have a different Wi-Fi or something? The Wi-Fi here is terrible."
They even had Wi-Fi. What year was this?
2013.
2013. We had Wi-Fi in 2013.
He's not even that old.
I know. Some of his dates for like college was like, "Dadgum."
Yeah.
How much older is JD Vance than me? I like his relationship. They showed it with Usha.
Yeah.
Thought that was cool because I've seen videos of them and like he's rocking with a German Shepherd and the German Shepherd's beast.
Yeah.
And we're a German Shepherd family.
He has a really round face. The beard did him.
Oh yeah, I've thought that prior.
yeah.
I was like, dude, that was the best decision of your life. The beard was
a huge decision for him.
Yeah.
He also has eyeshadow eyes.
Yeah, big long eyelashes. Yeah,
that's what it is.
I would assume, unless he just puts eyeshadow. I don't. It's not eyeshadow. Mascara. Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Eyeshadow eyes is like some 16-year-old punk rock kid. Which would be hilarious if he did that. He was
pretty punk rock.
Huh?
He was pretty
punk. Nah, he messed up like one Home Depot. He learned his lesson. He crashed the car. Was that
Home Depot?
I don't know. I saw like concrete or something.
Yeah.
But I know where he was.
Crashed his grandma's car.
They broke a toilet and then started breaking cement. So that sounds like Home Depot to me.
That was classic when he threw that calculator out the window.
Yeah.
After making your grandma spend $90 on the calculator.
The TI-84 back then.
He had TI-89.
TI-89? Can't get into this again. Which one was the good one?
TI-89 would have been an upgrade from an 84.
He
probably could have gone down a couple notches.
He needed the 89.
I had TI Inspire. I still got it around.
No, mine.
That should have put graphs on the calculator.
What?
Like,
oh, mine did that.
I mean, mine would do it better.
Yeah, okay.
Mine had an LED screen.
My parents weren't too inspired by my my calculator on the top just said calculator.
TI failure.
Are they still making like TI and up?
Oh, I would like get
TI Inspire 2 like, or like a 105.
Oh, I don't know.
That'd be sick.
Surely the calculator can't get much better. What else do you got to do with it?
Well, the games on it could get better.
Block, the block dude.
Game. Yeah, the block game was sick. And those levels were tough.
Oh, yeah. Block dude was tough as a dickhead.
Yeah, like, you get to level 2, level 3.
You had to use some serious, like, thinking.
That's good. Yeah,
like, some deductive reasoning.
About, yeah, what the hell, calculator?
Yeah, like, if I want to do more math, I'll just go back to my test.
You had to play block dude, dude.
Block dude, once you got past, like, level 3, you were like, where the hell do I find more blocks?
Where is this block?
Yeah. And you had to, like,
get past level 3. Let me stop you right there. I didn't know that was a possibility.
I don't remember how many levels there were, but
nah, one,
they did have Snake. Snake was a fun game.
Mine didn't.
I think we had a jailbreak here. Jailbreak calculator.
Yeah.
Someone definitely put games on mine.
By the end of high school, I was playing Pokemon on my calculator during...
Snake was beast. You ate an apple, and then you got longer, and then you need another apple.
Yeah, it's... I played it.
Oh, but not on your calculator.
I have it on my phone right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fun game.
Yeah.
Have you seen that giant horse I told you about?
Clydesdale.
Have you seen it since I told you about it?
What do you mean? Is it like...
This one on the way to work?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that horse 100 times.
Last time we were on the pod, I asked you about it, and you said, no, I've never seen it.
Oh, maybe you didn't ask it. See that horse all the time. I like big horses.
I cannot lie.
I wonder, like, I'm sure you could Google search it, and it's like just a big old Clydesdale, but I would like to see that in person. 10-foot-tall head.
I don't think they get that tall.
9-foot-tall head. I just go double digits, and all of a sudden you're not on board. 9 foot tall head, definitely.
I don't think they get that tall.
9 foot tall head, that's the highest part.
From the ground, you think it gets to 9 feet tall? I bet you. Wembiana, is that his name?
Yeah, the
7 foot five guy.
Yeah,
I bet he is taller than the tallest horse.
No, you're dumb. I don't have my phone. It's charging.
Let's look.
I would say the tallest horse head, I'm going to stick with 9 foot, but accurately 8 foot six.
I like that answer a lot better. Tallest horse.
From head to ground.
You think it's going to do it from its back when we're trying to get it?
All right, now you're going to add to because you already got the answer, don't you?
Who? Samson. What? 2.19 horse. Meters.
2.1 we'll
never know.
Shit.
What is 7 this? Feet 2.5.
That's a lie. 8 foot six horse would maybe be less cool than I thought. If I saw an 8 foot six head horse, I think I'd be a little bit nervous.
Yeah, dude, I'm thinking you don't know how tall things are.
That gif I sent, this is off topic, but
He was 3,300 pounds.
What? Was he morbidly obese or was he just jacked?
Just jacked horse.
Yeah.
That's hung.
I knew something was coming by the face you made. Not even Dana. I was just like, Dana texted me on the side about the gif I sent Donald Trump.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and he said, I've been laughing. This was 2 hours later. He said, I'm still laughing about it.
He told me. Okay, this is bonkers, okay?
Yeah.
So, at Lot 7, Barber Place, there was a septic problem. They found out.
6'9", 7, yeah, yeah. South Javis.
And they were almost on their 2 years when they found out.
Yeah.
What happened was the septic tank, like, someone must have drove over it or something. It like, broke.
Yeah.
Like, collapsed in on itself. Which was evidence that probably like a landscaper or something drove on it. But we don't have any evidence of how that could happen. And that guy installed a fence. So it was like, oh, does fence people do it, you know? So the guy was like, well, let me look on my doorbell and see if I can find it.
It was in the front yard?
No, it was on the side.
Oh.
Maybe he had a camera on the side too.
Okay.
So he's like, let me check my camera. And he couldn't find. He was like, the fence guys weren't over there.
What? I'm just like picturing like you like backing up a cement truck like over the septic tank and then like looking at the camera. Yeah.
So it's funny you should mention that. So
it was totally our fault.
He didn't see his fence guys.
Yeah.
So JT, I mean, dude, this is like the odds of this are like less than winning the lottery, in my opinion.
Really?
It's crazy. So JT has a drone, and occasionally he will take drone footage, pictures, like once in a blue moon. Okay. and he didn't even start building that neighborhood. Someone else did. So one day he was over there. And he, like,
droned.
Took drone photos. And there is one of Pepe's concrete trucks right on where the septic would go because he was pouring, a pad for, like, an AC unit.
Right.
And it is right where it would go.
And let me backcharge Pepe.
That's what we're doing.
That's going to suck for Pepe.
Yeah.
He's going to be pissed. I have him patching up my house right now. He's going to, like, shorten.
Let me show you this photo.
This is going to be hilarious.
It's from the sky, so you don't, like, it's not like you see the concrete guy like you were saying. But here...
I said concrete truck, too.
Yeah. And that's exactly where it happened. That's exactly where the tank is, where that guy is. And the timing of it, John had, like, this,
The septic just went in or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, basically.
That's hilarious. And so Peppy, Peppy, Peppy. Tell him, Bethy, he's going to pay for that. And then I would not show him that picture until, like, has he already, like, admitted to it?
Oh, I mean, no, I'm sure they weren't going to be like, did you do this? It was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Nobody remembers. Or he probably wasn't even there.
I would be like, hey, man, we figured out that you guys crushed the septic system. You're going to be on the line for it. Sorry. And he's going to be like, when was this? And it'll be like, about 2 years ago.
And I normally just give it to Dana, and he just
gets my money back. I would have like milk it because it's Peppy, and Peppy's always a little SOB to me. And then I'd be like, is this your guys? And then I'd show the drone footage after he's bitched a little bit. Sorry, pal.
Oh, but what brought that up was...
pretty close to the house for septic tanks.
So Dana told me today, he was like, listen to this. I went to Bojangles, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna pay for the guy behind me. So at the drive-thru line, he paid for the guy behind him, and right after, we have this miracle photo of Pepe. And he was like, so
told ya.
I'm gonna do that more often.
Really?
And I said, when he brought it up to me, I said, oh, what'd you do? Pay for the guy and then whip it around real quick.
24 pieces, 24 characters. Yeah.
He didn't understand what I meant, and I was like, oh, have you seen this video? And I showed him.
And he loved
was,
it.
He was laughing, but he goes, but what does it mean? And I said, well, you know, like,
you're hoping it's a chain of paying it forward.
Yeah.
Until you get a huge order.
Once the whole thing got explained.
It wasn't as funny.
He was really laughing.
Yeah. 24 burgers, 24 fries, 24 Pepsi. That's a great video.
Yeah.
I feel like I had something about Dana, but...
There was a movie called Pay It Forward. Kevin Spacey's in it. And he's like a burn victim. And he's an English teacher. And then the kid that looked like you, Haley Joel Osment. He does a big project on doing something nice for someone and then having them pay it forward.
Right.
Do you remember that movie?
I just thought about what I was... it's too late. No, I don't.
Oh, and then at the end, he, like, dies.
No, I don't remember. Who dies? The teacher or Haley Joel Osment?
Haley Joel Osment. He gets stabbed by a bully kid.
Do they pay it forward?
They pay it back.
Yeah. That's what you get for doing good deeds, Haley Joel. Yeah. That kid can't catch a break. He's either dying or...
getting fat.
Seeing dead people or getting fat.
It's a really good movie, but it's really sad when he dies.
Yeah, I probably mentioned this before, but I've gotten...
fat.
Gotten fat, thank you.
I don't think so. Why would you say that?
I wasn't going to. I've gotten referred to... by as Haley Joel Osment when I was growing up and Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Neither are doing too hot right now.
Yeah, they could be doing better.
Yeah, but also, they you know who cute else could be kids. Doing better? You know who else could be doing better?
Who?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
What's he doing right now?
Fat.
Yeah, but he's so handsome he can just get
no,
fat.
No, that's not true.
No one cares.
That's look not true. Dates. Oh, I got a perfect
babe?
Example. Brendan Fraser.
Oh, now he's fat.
No. Now you can't backpedal. Because I would even say that guy might have been more handsome than Leo in his youth.
No, people always loved Leo.
Yeah, they always loved
he
him.
He had that boyish charm about him.
Boyish charm. Is that what you think you bring to the table? Boyish charm.
I used to. Now I'm a man.
Vanish charm.
Vanish charm.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, I put The Mummy on occasionally. Great movie.
Really? Oh, I haven't watched that in a decade.
It's a great going to sleep movie.
Because it puts you to sleep?
It's childhood.
If it's a great going to sleep movie, can it also be a great movie? I already know the answer. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because...
normally it's great movies that I love that I'll just put on that I already know.
Yes, yes. So actually, great going to sleep movies are probably the
greatest movies.
Best. Because what happens is I will watch them so often.
Right.
And The Mummy I don't watch so often, but I watched it a lot as a kid.
I put on a lot of like old superhero movies in that aspect.
Those are classics.
Yeah.
Penny asked me, he's asked me several times, he texted me directly and said, do you want to go see Captain America on Thursday or Friday? And I
was thinking about it, and he's asked me several times, so he wants to go, and I told him,
I was like, man,
dude, I'm just not excited about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it. And I've only heard bad things.
I've heard mixed reviews.
Mixed reviews.
I've seen people like come out of the movies and be like, it was a good movie, good message, and then I hear good message, and I'm like,
black.
Right, a bad way to put it, but I'm like, dude, I don't need a message.
No, I think they've changed the message several times.
And I know that he doesn't get superhero serum, and they make some like bitch speech about how he's a person and they'll respect him for being a person. I'd rather him just get the freaking serum.
Wait, he doesn't get the serum?
No.
That is gay.
I'm pretty sure that's how this movie goes.
Oh.
And somehow he's supposed to be fighting.
Well, I heard that the worst thing about the movie is that the big reveal at the end is that Red Hulk is in it, and it's already been revealed. So, like,
well, it's not.
If that was a secret and that happened during the movie, that would have been cool.
I saw that as well.
Don't you think?
Yeah,
like, if you didn't know that was going to happen, and then you went to the movie, and you're like,
if they just showed Harrison Ford as like a scientist,
yeah,
because it's not like I think he's a scientist. I'm sure
I think he's the president in it.
Whatever. Yeah. So show him as the president. Show him like, oh, Harrison Ford's in this movie. That's beast. And nobody's going to like, I mean, somebody would be like, oh, Red Hulk's in this. We should go see it. But it's not like a huge selling
point. No,
at this point, Marvel screwed themselves to the point where there is no selling points.
I guarantee you this movie sucks. You I don't got care Spider-Man, about the mixed reviews.
Yeah,
I guarantee it sucks.
You got Spider-Man left, and you've kind of got Thor left, but the last one sucked ass. Wasn't nearly as good. I bet we still rated it like an 8, maybe.
It was better than the first two.
Yeah. He's been full circle. But maybe Ragnarok's one of the best movies of the whole.
What is?
Ragnarok.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Top tier.
They have a new Avenger. They better do Avengers good or Fantastic Four or else I'm this or close else. To writing it all off.
Yeah. I would see I'm both not those gonna movies watch in theaters.
Any more of the TV shows.
I don't want any solos. I don't want any TV shows. I would watch season 3 of Loki if that was a possibility. But
no, season 2, I think he kind of.
Like, turn into a tree.
Yeah, and season 2 wasn't that great.
Yeah,
I think like, he might be, like, done.
Yeah, maybe he was like, hey, sign me off.
The season 2 seemed like...
Turn me into a freaking tree.
It sounded like he had to be there for time to run.
Yeah, he was in the tree.
Yeah.
The tree of life or whatever, and he was the tree of life.
Yeah, that one kind of sucked.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't even pay attention to it too much, but I would turn it on because... Still somewhat loyal to the soil. But all the people...
They're both close, man.
All the, like, solo TV shows, they're picking the wrong freaking people to make solo TV shows after. I feel like there's some B-superhero we don't even know of in the Marvel Universe. Throw him out there. I don't want to see, like...
I actually think that everyone... That people only care about the traditional ones, and so they need to bring back Captain America and Iron Man.
Well,
and
Iron Man is now Doctor Doom, which I think is a terrible
idea. I think that's going to be like 2 seconds.
No.
I bet that it's like
multiverse
thing, and he's not going to be like Doctor Doom for like years to come.
Yeah, I wouldn't think he would be years to come. It's like a John Krasinski.
But they're not going to get rid of Doctor Doom right out the gate, so I bet that there's a different real Doctor Doom.
Boy, I hope so, because I don't want to see Robert Downey Jr. doing that.
Why did they get all these... Why did they make Pedro Pascal, who's like 50...
And Hispanic.
I mean, no someone's got to mention it.
No offense. This dude is, he's 52 years old, Hispanic with a mustache. And it's like you picture Mr. Fantastic and you're thinking tall, lanky.
Yeah, white nerd.
Yeah. John Krasinski. Perfect casting.
He was perfect.
Yeah, and then they said, no, not Hispanic enough for Mr. Fantastic.
Let's see. How old is Pedro Pascal?
I think like 48. I wouldn't think he's 50 yet.
49.
There you go.
You're a whiz.
Yeah.
And he's only 5'10".
Yeah. Yeah, what, are you going to stretch to be 6 foot? You freaking loser.
Yeah. Yeah, if he was Mr. Fantastic, he would have to think about stretching every single day because he would walk 6 feet tall.
That would be beast. That's what I always thought about, like,
if somebody got double amputee from like the knees up, so you still have your knees, mm-hmm. knees down, knees up, like a shins. You're a goner. just a pair of shins walking around. But if it was, but if it was knees down, I'd be like, make me 6'4". I'd get you measured. Yeah, and I'd be like, make me like an insulting amount taller than him.
Yeah, yeah.
For I wouldn't even want to be like that much taller than you. I would just want to be like, like a centimeter, just enough.
You know what? Actually, is probably the real problem with the superhero thing. We don't have any more like jacked white dudes.
You think they're a dying breed? New Superman, only jacked Thor? White dude.
Yeah, yeah, that could pop off.
Do you think? Oh, you've seen him work out. You think you could? You're as jacked as that white dude.
I'm not as jacked as Superman.
Yikes!
But. If I was on a workout program, I'd get more jacked than that guy.
Okay.
Also, if you're an actor, you have to be on steroids, right?
Like HGH.
Why would you not be? Like,
I bet you're on like legal steroids.
Now that I think about it, do you think Marines and stuff just like some performance enhancers?
Yeah. Hell, yeah. We should give them that by the payload, bro.
Yeah, bro. We gotta get some good old doctors. And
I want them to be pissed off over there.
I guarantee you. They have all kinds of different ones, too. Ones that'll make you just jacked. Ones that'll make you shredded. Ones all that'll make you endurance.
A little quicker.
Kind of basically like superpowers.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
We need that.
Yeah. Somebody's got to do it.
We should also start a steroid football league.
That'd be so sweet.
It's like the NFL, but you're just allowed to take steroids and no more like targeting calls and
that's
stuff.
That's how they can make
the USFL pop off.
That would be beast.
Yeah, give them steroids and also let them just like full on CTE. The stuff
just
we miss.
Let it risk it?
Well, like.
Oh, like no head down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the old rules. Back when we used to really lay people out.
Yeah. Leather helmets.
Wait, and then.
Those guys didn't even get hit that hard. Yeah. How did just leather helmets like, guys do better?
And then in the USFL, you could just make them retire after like 3 years. Be like, hey, you've really been taking a beating out there.
Yeah.
No more CTE.
Yeah, you guys stop.
Yeah.
Coach, please. But, what is it? AB? Antonio Brown.
He seems like he's really messed up.
But he's pretty funny.
I don't even get some of his stuff.
Yeah, I think he's...
He calls it CTESPN.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
CTESPN. That's funny. He does some funny stuff.
Yeah.
Kanye. I can't keep backing Kanye.
No, he's nuts. He made his wife go to that...
Did he make her? Because everybody's like, oh, he made her do this.
I assume he's kind of like he was in charge. But they also just got divorced.
Yeah.
Right after she went naked to the Grammys.
And she was naked somewhere else.
She was always naked.
Yeah, like some like skin tight, clear suit.
Conspiracy is she was a fed trying to keep Kanye in line. And he made her wear something where you could tell she wasn't wearing a wire.
You think?
And he was just embarrassing the fed.
Yeah.
But also, they didn't sign a prenup, and now she's getting divorced, and now she can take everything that he has.
Didn't she have money?
Probably not as much as Kanye.
No, but I mean, Kanye's in about 100 lawsuits right now. Seems like he's broke. Yeah. You would think Kanye's broke with all this stuff. Nobody can, like, back Kanye right now. He did a... Did you see his, like, Yeezy?
I mean, what was that?
He like my buddy sent me this link and it was like, look at what Kanye just posted on Yeezy or whatever it's called. And it was a white t-shirt with a swastika in the middle. And it was $20.
Did you see his Super Bowl ad?
Oh, he was like
just like in the dentist?
I didn't see it during the Super Bowl, but I saw a clip of it after.
And it was like Yeezy.com, and it's just him like getting his teeth.
He's like, I gotta talk for a minute, 30 seconds.
Did you? I mean, he's always been nuts, but not like what he is now. Did you ever see what he said about George Bush?
Oh, and he's like, they're like live aircast.
The city has changed dramatically, tragically, and perhaps irreversibly. There's now over 25 feet of water where there was once city streets and thriving neighborhoods.
I hate the way they portray us in the media. We see a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says They're looking for food, and you know...
No, it's George Bush doesn't like black people. That's all he says. That was like something else.
No, that was the same one, but...
It's like, you got something to say, Kanye? George Bush hates black people.
And then Mike Myers is right there like...
Yeah, Mike, Michael Myers was not ready for that. I like how his name and Michael Myers are the same.
Mike Myers and Mike Myers, eh?
It's such a weird thing. Oh, who was Michael Myers? Isn't that his face? The killer Michael Myers? Isn't the mask Michael Myers?
The killer Mike Myers face.
It's Regis Philbin. It's somebody.
I know who it is. It's William Shatner.
Yeah.
William Shatner.
Regis Philbin would have been funnier. Yeah, we'll just...
Who wants to be a millionaire?
I just feel... So it's Regis Philbin.
No. William Shatner.
William Shatner.
He was Captain... Canadian. What's Captain Kirk?
Captain Kirk, also Canadian.
Yeah, I think William Shatner is Canadian.
He is.
I think so.
It wasn't a yes or a no.
Maybe.
I know my Canucks.
I don't know if
that's offensive to the Canadians.
I think that's not.
No.
Plus, they're just white.
The only reason I know that
people,
is How I Met Your Mother. And they do that, like, Robin has that, like, teenage show, and he's, like, in it for some reason.
That was actually someone else.
Who was that?
That is... What's the guy's name who sings that song? Everybody get up.
No.
Nah, nah, nah. It's his dad.
I don't know, man. Rob Lowe?
No, but it might be Rob. The guy you're thinking of is from Growing Pains. Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman is freaking Severus Snape.
Oh, yeah.
Dumbass.
Alan Dick. Dick.
Alan Dick is Canadian.
This is the guy.
Alan Rickman.
This is the guy with Robin. I'll show you William Shatner, who I bet is also Canadian. But not because of that.
Not by blood.
Plus, I mean, can you really say anything offensive to Canadians?
They hate us now. They booed our national anthem.
Yeah, because they're the 51st state, my least favorite one. That's Shatner.
Oh, is that what Trump said?
He always
51st
says...
51st state. Yeah, he calls my least favorite one?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he always calls Justin Trudeau Governor Trudeau.
That's funny.
Of America's 51st state, Canada.
Trudeau's a bitch.
Yeah, Trudeau's a bitch.
And they also have nothing against us that they can, like... Hey, what, are we going to go without maple syrup?
Shatner was born in Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
I can smell the syrup
Canadian
on him. Yeah.
Syrup on him.
Syrup. Yeah. Welcome to Canada, eh? Yeah, thanks. Where's the exit? It's so cold.
I had goose today.
Congratulations, why didn't you text me? Last time I was about to get goose, I texted y'all and said, do you guys want goose? And you guys said no, so I didn't get goose.
Oh, how about that?
It's just funny.
How about that time that I assisted you with stuff at your house?
Oh, yeah, well, it was... Josh, you didn't do much.
You were getting me goose, but just getting it, not paying for it.
No, I think you were like, oh, well, Taylor wants this.
No, dude.
He said, Taylor wants this, and this would be $45. I said, what, you helped me for 15 minutes? Also, you're wearing like that.
Your main two TVs.
You're wearing that dresser I took down from your townhouse in Doraville with you, and it was like, that was hell.
And
that was one of the toughest things.
Did it go into your townhouse?
Yeah, what is that, payment? It wasn't yours. You didn't want it. I was doing you a favor.
No, I didn't want it.
If somebody was like, hey, I'm getting rid of this dresser, do you want it? And then I can buy you dinner. That's a fair deal.
Well, I mean, Hudson tried to get $200 for his.
Oh, yeah, ask me about it.
What'd you sell?
I said me and...
I was going to say what you say, then I was going to say what you tell. What you tell?
Me and Dad are going to make a bed frame. And then I'm picturing a bed frame. Imagine this. I got the idea because I saw how Nova and whoever were sleeping on the cruise ship. Like a bed that pulls out from the bottom of the bed.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. So it's two beds.
Ah.
Slide bed, slide bed.
Caitlin had one of those.
Yeah, at the cruise ship.
And at our house in Brooks.
Oh, really?
First was a twin bed, and it had, I think it's called a trundle bed.
I think me and Dad should try and make a trundle bed.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Bed on wheels. Why would you have two beds?
Why would it be on wheels?
How's it gonna roll out from
underneath?
I was
thinking of a bunk bed. Oh, a bed on tracks. I would have thought it was more like a cabinet.
That would be, don't you think it'd be too heavy?
I was wondering how it...
When it collapsed.
Did it crack? Yeah. What's your weight on it? Yeah. I thought maybe like flip legs down on the other side.
It could be like a cabinet with like rolly legs on one side.
Yeah. Maybe it's track and wheels.
Why would you have a bunk bed?
I almost thought about doing a bunk bed.
You think you might have lots of...
I don't know if I'm going to have a ton of guests, but if there were like two dude, people... Dude, you'd want to like,
a bunk bed.
Then I'd be like, all right, Briggs is in the living room. You guys can go up there or the bonus room upstairs. Maybe I don't need a trundle bed, but I do think a trundle bed is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, just picture this. It's just like a bed frame made of pine. Like the bottom level, it's just straight pine wood across. There's no like legs or anything. You don't see any of the legs. And then I'm like, yep, here's the guest bedroom. And then...
Trundle?
I have a hidden bookshelf.
Yeah.
No, I have a hidden bed.
They also make Murphy beds.
Now we're talking.
They pull down from the wall.
Yeah, I know what a Murphy bed is, but...
Theirs are cool.
Yeah, I feel like it's too late. Drywall is hung.
No, no, no. It's a cabinet.
Oh, but I think it goes completely in the wall. I think you would have probably had to like do like an 8-inch type of like...
Typically, they don't. Typically, they go into a cabinet.
Okay. King of Murphy beds.
Yeah, I mean,
John Murphy.
I've been on that murphybed.com 1,000 times for you.
Oh, dude, you were I almost gave up on the freaking bookshelf, and you're welcome. Me.
You're welcome.
Thanks. It's
cool. I've been pushing it,
but the fact that you're on it for a million times isn't on me. It's on you. I would have said, "Hey, I'll build it."
And this is what it would have been.
I would have said, "Hey, guys, guess what?" Behind this bookshelf is a hidden room, and they're going to say, dude, we know.
Look at the gaps.
See it through the cracks. There's a TV right behind it.
Dude, it's going to be so sick.
Have you seen it since drywall?
Is it all the way hung?
All hung. Oh, they got hung on Tuesday.
I thought they started.
It's one day. Wow. They did one day for both. Two different crews, maybe. And now they're in, like, the finishing.
You got all your selections picked out?
I hope so. I just did... Mom and Dad had like two full slabs of countertops left over.
Yeah.
They have this like all black countertop. I'm going to put that in my master bathroom. And then they have another one that I'm going to put in all the guest bathrooms.
Yeah.
Every other bathroom.
Wow.
If it works out. I think it might not work out with the other one because it's like three bathrooms.
Uh-huh.
But if that works out, I'll do that. And then I'll just need to do kitchen, island, living room.
That'll be sick.
Yeah, it's going to be beast. And the closet beast. It's going to be cool. By the end of April, we'll be having a move shop. I'll probably move this room last. We got to figure out what we're doing with that office space before April.
Cool thing that you don't have to like sell your house or worry about how fast you're moving.
True, but I think I'll move out. I told Dad today I was going to like take off like a Thursday and a Friday.
When are you going to make Hudson get all his stuff?
He's already pretty much got all of it.
Okay.
But like...
The garage is like empty now?
Kinda. I mean, he's taking his sweet time, but like I'm not too concerned. I'll have to like say something. But I like told him to clean out the pantry and he was like, just keep this stuff. And I'm like...
Just do it like this into a big trash can.
There's like a ton of like jars and stuff where his... Grandma gave him like preserved stuff. So I'll keep that or I'll dump it out. I don't know like how long that stuff lasts. The dates are crazy. But I don't know. It's a bunch of jars. I'll keep the jars.
Nice.
But yeah, this was good. Shout out to JD Vance. Shout out.
Oh, well, I was going to say something about that. So I had Goose, and I watched this clip that said people in Sichuan, China, which is where Goose is from. It's Sichuan Chinese food. They live on average 4 years less because of the damage they do to their innards with how spicy it is.
Their intestines must be. I couldn't imagine eating Goose every day.
In there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. One time I...
How many pepper hot do you want this?
One time... So I used to get the spicy fried rice. It was the hottest thing on the menu at four peppers.
Yeah.
You can get more peppers added.
Oof. Why would you?
One time I asked for five peppers because I was really, like, having it a lot. And I ate it. And when I was driving, I thought my inside was, like, it hurts so bad.
This was today?
No.
Oh, I was like, you're insane. No.
I probably couldn't do three peppers anymore.
Yeah, you need a pack.
I used to get, when we were living out there, I used to get Goose, like, once a week. Yeah.
I would do the spicy fried rye, and I would do the spicy dry beef nude. I'd eat the fried rice hot, and then I'd save the noodles for the next day.
Yeah. Because
they were still cold.
And I get pulled up. Two great things.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, I love it. I mean,
if it wasn't like in two terrible spots. It's so good, it's worth dying
4 years early.
It's always in two terrible spots, though. I don't want to go to like that like shopping plaza, whichever that one is, and Doraville is somewhat out of the way. So like,
Krog is not that bad.
No,
we hit that one a lot.
Pay for parking and all this shit.
No pay for park. And we've been lucky.
And you're in a parking deck.
There's no parking deck.
I swear there's a parking deck.
They have a little parking area. Lately, we've been getting really lucky. Plus, there's like a park for 15 minutes, and we're like, what, they're going to get us if we're here for 45? Yeah. They pull into that. They never get us.
Y'all eat there.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes we get to go. And if you can't park there, you can always park on the street.
Yeah.
And they're... But the one in Doraville is the legit one where Goo actually resides.
It's his kitchen.
Yeah. It is Goo's kitchen. And it slaps.
Yeah, shout out to Goo.
Shout out to JD Vance.
Shout out to
Sorry, Libs, he's on your side because we have a poor
We're taking
person
all y'all's
the true American dream.
We're taking all y'all's good ones. RFK, JD Vance. He was never.
Movie night. Movie night. No doubt, we about to watch one movie night. Turn it on, gotta get it started. Let's watch a movie tonight. Cause movie nights are always the best of times. Gotta keep on watching.